This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back. That's right. This is FUBAR Radio. It's 4 o'clock and I am Harriet Rose. Welcome to the show. We are jam-packed today and I'm really excited to say that we have Chantelle Jeffries all the way from Los Angeles on the show today. We chatted all about her brand new single, Wait, which has got Migos on it. Literally, Offset from Migos is on the track. It's a really big tune. We chatted a lot about the music industry and what she's been up to. Also, she basically started off as a DJ and she's a model. She does everything. I don't know how she has time for it all because I can barely wake up in the morning, but this girl does a lot. We go into it all in the interview, so that'll be on a little bit later. Plus, C4 is in the building. And I'm going to be finding out who he really wants to block and delete. He's coming all the way from Birmingham to chat to us. Madders Tiff's going to be in the building. Her new EP is absolutely sick. I can't wait to talk to you about it. And Artificial Pleasure are going to be chatting about Stand and Calling, which FUBAR Radio are one of the official sponsors of. So don't get too excited. This is going to get you even more excited. Big favourite of FUBAR Radio. She's obviously been a guest on the show. Miss Banks has dropped a brand new single with a video. Go and check it out after the show. Don't wait. Don't do it now. You can just listen to it. We're here with me. This is Clap, Miss Banks, her brand new one. I hope you enjoy it.
Say I'm amazing, I just do it like it's regular. Now I got these A&Rs and niggas on my cellular. You ain't gotta say it, you already know I'm winning, bitch. On the road to riches, so much bookings, I can't count that shit. Riding rotation, I'm never waiting, I be percolating. I'm talking money to these bitches, I'm the conversation. The blueprint on my J's, I'ma rock the nation. I'm the fucking best, yeah, I'm the best, there ain't no debating. Game is for the taking, you ain't gotta give it to me. Be watching all my movements, now these bitches moving shifty. I'm a big fish, a dolphin, you're a little pitney. Europe, UAE, and US, fuck up any city. I'm busy getting a tan, get me a couple of cans. If you try fuck up my plans, get in these hands. Busting out the band, grind, do it for the gang, do it for the fam, do it for the fans. Ride for me, stand, I don't ever slap. All I spit is crap, run it back, flip a pipe, putting bully on the map. I want, I might go to church today, then tomorrow hit crunch. And I got a couple girls, but I don't need a bunch. We ain't got a pop up, really. We just pull up and we stunt, ayy. Make it clap, fuck it up, throw it back. Get that money, watch your stack. Make it flip, run it back, ayy. Make it clap, fuck it up, throw it back. Get that money, watch your stack. Make it flip, run it back. Balls, plus you whack, you can get the sack. Got a vegan nigga, still eat the pussy, kill the cat. And I'll kill a rat, plotting on my cheese in the trap. All I do is show and prove, honey, I don't ever lose. In this dude, why you snooze? Getting high on the boost, South Burb, in the blue. You might see me crying true, with my dog, maybe two. Slide cold, got the flu, eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a nigga on his toes, if he got no loyalty for me, I have to let him go. Oh, you got some side bitches, please don't make me smack a hoe. You need to be saving money before you be saving those. I'm busy getting the bag, you don't wanna get me mad. More money, fab, on a long slag. Said he looking for the baddest bitch, well, I'm it, bitch, tag. Blow a bag, pop a tag, grab a bite, then I ordered me a cab. Ooh, I need me a car. Boy, you messing with a star. Chilling out in Budapest, rip shaw, thinking I'ma go far. Don't compare me to her, story not a support. I graph and I grind, success in my mind. Coming from the slum, never been a bum. On the block, going dumb, you know I already won. Do it all for my mom, and I've only just begun. Need a lump and a sum, fuck it up, just for fun, ayy. Make it clap, fuck it up, throw it back. Get that money, watch your stack. Make it flip, run it back, ayy. Make it clap, fuck it up, throw it back. Get that money, watch your stack. Make it flip, run it back, ayy.
Miss Banks. Clap. Although I'm not sure she's talking about hand clapping there, guys. I think it might be bottom clapping, but don't quote me on that because I'm not 100% sure. That is her brand new single. Literally came out yesterday. The video's out. You can get it everywhere. You can buy it. You can stream it. So go and do so because we love Miss Banks. She's obviously been on the show before. You can go and listen back to that on the www.foobarradio.com if you'd like to hear our interview with her. She was lovely. We had a great time. Now, time to get on to Champion this week. I'm really excited about this week's Champion because... Well, I'm going to be celebrating LGBTQ Pride Month. And in honour of the fact that it's the last week of Pride, Pride Month, I'm going to be covering some of my favourite LGBTQ plus artists. We're going to be playing some songs. We're going to be having a little chinwag about some of the incredible offerings that the Pride community have in music right now. It's just a very exciting time in music in general. And I want to highlight a couple of things. So first up, we have Years and Years. Obviously, Ollie, the lead singer of Years and Years, has been out gay for a very long time. He was actually originally told by a media trainer that he should keep quiet about his sexuality because he was an actor before he became a singer. And even in this day and age, it's very, very brave to be out in the public eye because a lot of people just choose not to do it. A lot of people stay sort of keep their personal life personal, which is completely respectable as well. But it's really, really wonderful. I know we've talked about it on the show before that Ollie is so vocal because I feel like a lot of the LGBTQ plus community can relate. They can link with him. They can kind of take a little bit of solace, love, and sort of pride in his music and what he does, because that's what the most important thing is about Pride. We're here to kind of get excited, talk about it, bring the love, and that's something that Ollie from Years and Years does, and the whole band as a whole, all their videos and everything. They really are very inclusive of the LGBTQ plus community. New album out next Friday. I'm gassed, to say the least. We've got a few songs already that we've been listening to. And if you haven't already checked out the couple of videos that they've dropped Years and Years so far, they're just amazing. If You're Over Me, it has to be my favourite. It's just full of colour. It's full of wonderful Years and Years joy. And, oh, by the way, if you want to have an early listen to the album, which you can, just ask Rihanna because she's got a copy. That's right. Ollie gave his first vinyl of the album to Rihanna as a gift on the Graham Norton show. Just because who wouldn't you want to have your first copy of your album? Rihanna is probably the top of my list also. He was so excited. It was very, very cute. But yeah, go and listen to the songs that are already available now. I'm going to play this one now. But big up for my champion of the week. This is Years and Years up first. We're going to be playing If You're Over Me. We'll catch you on the other side because we've got many more LGBTQ plus artists to chat about on the other side.
It's like thunder and lightning. You heard me without trying. A tempestuous rising. No, I don't like to be this way. And you're Jekyll and hiding. Are you real? Are you lying? So stop with your crying. I can't handle it now. You tell everyone our love went cold. Going around spreading the word it's over. If that's how you saying I still want you. One minute you say you're a team, then you're telling me you can't breathe. Well, you should set me free, baby, if you're over me. Yesterday you said I'm the one, but now you say you're done. Stop telling me what I need, baby, if you're over me. There you go, there I said it. Don't look at me all offended. You played games till it ended. I've got to look out for me. I won't say that it's easy. Oh, I know I hate leaving. But you can't keep deceiving. Does it make you feel good? You tell everyone our love went cold. Going around spreading the word it's over. If that's how you feel, then you should go. Don't come around saying I still want you. One minute you say you're a team. You're telling me you can't breathe. Well, you should set me free, baby.
That is correct. One part of this week's champion, years and years. We are celebrating Pride Month right now. It's the last week of Pride Month. We're getting in there. By the way, the Palo Santo Tour, which is the album, which is out next Friday, is you can catch them in November and December, starting the 28th, and they're running through all the major arenas, Glasgow, Manchester, Birmingham, Brighton and London. Plus, in 2019, they're going all over Europe, plus Ireland. It's going to be a wicked tour, so make sure you get your tickets. You know it's going to be an amazing experience. They're incredible. Years and years. This is definitely, for me, the album. Me and my AP Hannah were discussing it a minute ago. She was very into the first album. This album is very me. We're just showing off our differences, but also why we're together, you know? Not together sexually. Not yet, anyway. We'll wait for that one for a little bit later down the line in the show. On that note, shout out Sam Lowe, who's listening at home. Hi, Sam. Hope you're okay, babes. Now, LGBTQ Pride Month, the next person on my list is MNEK, and he has just dropped his video for Colours featuring Hailee Steinfeld. But funnily enough, also, I was reading some stuff about LGBTQ Pride Month, and Ollie from Years and Years recently shouted MNEK out as his favourite LGBTQ plus artist. MNEK, he's been around for a little minute. I've been obsessed since I went to see him in 2014 at XOYO. I think he's got a stunning voice. He's also, you might be a bit surprised, he's worked with a lot of artists in the US. He's just recently written and duetted on Christina Aguilera's brand new album, Liberation. Obviously, we all know Christina's a bit of a gay icon anyway. She received a GLAAD Special Recognition Award for her work in promoting LGBTQ acceptance in the Beautiful video. What a video, by the way. Take a minute to go and watch that Christina Aguilera video again, because it's wonderful. As I said, MNEK has dropped the video for Colours. It's really visually very pleasing. All very sleek, all very beautiful. MNEK's all in white. Hailey's all in red. There's a lot of partying. I find it difficult with videos now because sometimes they're just aesthetically pleasing. There's nothing more to really be said about it. The colours are really beautiful. The dancing's incredible. As you can expect, there's a lot of dancing, a lot of colour, a lot of... It's just really exciting. Plus, he looks sick, she looks sick, and it's an amazing song. So if you're a fan of MNEK or if you've never heard of him before, go and check him out because he's incredible. He's a really, really great British artist. He obviously did a track for Stormzy's album. Keep an eye on this guy. I think this is going to be a big, 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 big year for him. And we're going to play Colours now. Oh, he's written for everybody. Dua Lipa, Little Mix. The thing is about being, I think, nowadays in 2018, when you're a recording artist, it's gone the kind of opposite way. Like back in the day of like Britney and Christina and NSYNC and Backstreet Boys, it was more like you are not the writer of your songs, but you are the person that sings them. You are the person that creates the vibe with them. Nowadays, I feel like being a writer is such an integral part of being a superstar that actually a lot of superstars, you know, are the ones who kind of make it big. They're the superstars are the writers behind it. They get famous because they're good writers and they're in the rooms with the right people. Basically, he's wicked. So, celebrating LGBTQ plus Pride Month right now, champion of the week. Also, very key, you just wrote on the screen, he's written for JoJo. Enough said. If you write for JoJo, you know what's going on. This is MNEK, Colour, featuring Hailee Steinfeld, who's an American artist. I'm sure you've heard of her, but if you haven't, check out this banger because she's great. He's great. Also, make sure you go and look at his website. He's going to be touring soon as well. And we're going to play it now. I'm going to stop talking. Shut up, Harriet.
Before you came into my life, everything was black and white. Now all I see is color, like a rainbow in the sky. So tell me your love will never fade, that I won't see no clouds of gray. Cause I don't want another, you bring color to my life, baby. Life was so heavy, I was giving up, no, no. But since you came along, I'm not as a feather. You give me something incredible, sensational, baby. When we're together, everything is better. My darling, only you can brighten up my day. You
knows my body, how you know my body. I can't deny it, see, I stick around. Cause we paint the town any way that we want it. Like red and yellow and pink and green. That's what I see when you're here with me. And everything is brighter cause the limit is the sky. Baby, that's the way you make me feel. You know that only you can brighten up my day, yeah.
It's just so
Babe. Oh, I forgot the baby. Damn. That's right. M&EK, Colour, featuring Hailee Steinfeld. It is Pride Month. It's my champion of the week. We're doing a big melee of Pride artists that I love and that I'm repping on this show. I'm really excited about this champion. I think it might be my favourite so far. So much to talk about. So much so that I'm not going to be able to fit it all in, but we're going to play two more songs for you. The next one is a lady that I've really loved for a little while now. I saw her at a tiny, tiny venue like 3 or 4 years ago, and she blew my mind. She had marijuana leaves stuck to her nipples and nothing else. It was wonderful. That is Tove Lo. I hope I'm pronouncing that properly. Tove Lo, some people call her, but it's actually pronounced Tove Lo. So, Tove Lo is a banger queen. We all know that anyway. But recently she brought out Bitches. And if you haven't heard it yet, it is a wonderful, wonderful girl anthem featuring Charlie XCX, Iconopop, Elephant, and Alma. Alma, who we've had on the show, who we love at FUBAR Radio. She's a total babe. They're all total babes. They can all come on the show if they want to. It's up to them. So we're going to play Bitches in a little minute. I like it because it really celebrates feminine sexuality, feminism. It's just got all of the kind of bits and bobs that I like in a song. It's very hilarious, the video. If you've not seen it, please go and watch it. It's starring Broad City's Paul Downs and actress Jessie Hodges. And they're sort of a couple who are looking to kind of spice things up in the bedroom. So they go and they meet Charlie XCX, Iconopop, Elephant, Alma, and of course Tove Lo. And they give them some tips about things like cunnilingus. And if you don't know what that is, I'm not going to explain it on the radio. You can Google it. But don't Google it if you're at work, okay? She said on it, I choose to rub it in people's faces even more. If you look at the record title, the artwork, it's obviously done as a reaction to reactions. Just FYI, the artwork is a mirror image of lots of pussies or cats, you could call them. But it's the bald cats. I can't remember what they're called. What they're called, bald cats? The ones with no hair. Minx. Sphinx. That's it, Sphinx cats. She just essentially, she talks a lot about her femininity and her, you know, just herself kind of being, she's always been open about her sexuality. She's always been open about relationships. And I feel like this was, she kind of talked about it as her way of taking back the opinion and saying, you know, this is who I am and this is what I want to talk about. And I guess in a way, I interpret it as reverse, I guess, what women receive in terms of sexism and the way sometimes, maybe, you know, when you get catcalled in the street and things like that. It's kind of role reversal in that sense. They're properly taking the female and making it the power. And you need to watch the video properly to kind of understand. But there's a lot of naughty stuff that goes down on it and some eating of a Chinese takeaway. So what more could you really, really want? Also, a very welcome back, very big welcome back to Iconopop. Where have they been? I'm a really big fan of Iconopop, so I'm glad they're back. They're also Bezzy mates with Tervalu, and I'm assuming so is Charlie XCX, Elephant and Alma, because the vibe they have in the video is amazing. Oh, I didn't know that. Charlie XCX wrote I Love It. I Love It, which is, again, huge banger. Iconopop, welcome back, babes. Go and check out the video. Tervalu's amazing. She's just an awesome musician, doing her own thing, ignoring... Well, I think she's ignoring the kind of stereotyped pop star things that you can slip into. I think she's just doing her own thing. And she's so incredibly talented. If you ever get the opportunity to go and see her live, you have to do it. She may well be wearing weed nipple covers. I can't guarantee anything, but there's a chance it's going to happen. Let's have a little listen to Bitches. It's taking back some of the power from the word bitches, I feel, because it can be seen, obviously, bitch is the word for female dog. And it's been appropriated by mean people calling people bitches. This is reappropriating it, making it ours, making it sexy, making it feminine, making it feminist. This is Bitches, Tovlo, Charlie XCX, Iconopop, Elephant, and Alma. What a girl crew!
Appreciate it. Touch me like you know what you're doing, what you don't, but I'm feeling jaded. Let me be your guide when you eat my pussy out, cause I've had one or two, even a few, yeah, more than you.
It's Charlie, baby.
All the girls stare at me, drop lip, dripping in harmony, light trip, laying down, fill them up, then they slide away.
Up now, doggy, come suck my ATV. I'm a three-headed goddess from the full moon lung. Venus hit the gong gong, sing it straight. We're tough enough, we stand strong in the storm. We don't back down, we don't take shit no more. We don't back down, now we ahead of the game. It's a new day of bitches that no man can tame.
Bitches that I'm trusting, but they give me what I want for the night.
Featuring Charlie XCX, Iconopop, Elephant and Alma. That is Tervalu. Thank you for that song. I really like it. Okay? Listen to it again and again and make sure you go and watch the video. Final one of our champion this week.
The champion.
We're coming to the end of Pride Month, and my final Pride artist that is Champion of the Week has to go to King Princess. Wow. What a woman. She is creating waves all over the world right now. 1950 is my last LGBT Pride Month champion track. She's actually the first ever artist signed to Mark Ronson's record label. And apparently, when her song first came to success, it was down to the fact that Harry Styles tweeted the lyrics and everyone was Googling, what is this song? And it went viral because it's an incredible, incredible song. She moved to LA to make music and describes her crew as, I'd like to think that we're like the Scooby Gang in Buffy, but at the same time, the L word. Maybe we'll fall somewhere in between the two. Buffy with just a little bit more gay. This girl is incredible. I've got so much time for her. Her songs talk directly about her sexuality, and a lot of the gay community have responded to her directly saying how supportive they are and also how much support it has given them as part of the LGBTQ plus community to hear someone singing in the public eye, someone that's in the charts, someone that's being listened to by millions and millions of people, that is touching millions and millions of people with their music, and they're talking about a subject that we need to all be talking about. Pride Month, very, 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 very excited this month and excited about all these artists. This song's about being in love with the idea of a person, and she's just dropped her self-produced debut EP, Make My Bed. Go and check it out. We're going to be playing a few more new songs next week, but I just really resonate with this song. I think it's really, really beautiful. There's a few videos where she breaks it down, and I just think this girl is going to be massive, and I'm glad because she's very, very talented. I'd really like to see her do a collab with someone. I don't know who, I don't know what, but I think it would be sick to get her in the studio with some other artists. Maybe she can do something with the girls from Bitches. I don't know. Massive girl gang song for the future, maybe. I don't know. I'm trying to put it together just right now. So give me a break, guys. So that is the end of Champion of the Week. This is my LGBTQ plus Pride special. Very excited. Last week of Pride, this week, so Pride Month. So I wanted to highlight some incredible LGBTQ plus artists. This girl is one of my favourite artists right now. Go and listen to her. Stream the EP. Buy it. This is 1950 King Princess.
I hate it when dudes try to chase me, but I love it when you try to save me, 'cause I'm just a lady. I love it when we play 1950. It's so cold, it just stays about to kill me. I'm surprised when you kiss me. So tell me why my guys look like you. Tell me why it's wrong. So away. Did you mean it when you said I was pretty? That you didn't want to live in a city where the people are shitty? I like it when we play 1950. So bold, make them know that you're with me. Stone cold, will you miss me? So tell me why my guys look like you, and tell me why it's wrong. So away. Away in the night. I hope
chase me. I love it when you try to save me, 'cause I'm just a lady. So tell me why my guys look like you, and tell me why it's wrong. So away.
Hey, this is Reggie Snow and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is FUBAR Radio. What's good?
Birmingham's in the building. C4 is in the room right now. How are you, babe?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. Very happy to have you here.
Thanks for having me, man. I'm happy to be here.
I'm from just right down the road from you.
Okay.
From Stratford.
Yeah.
So I know the Bullring. I know stuff that's going down in Birmingham.
Yeah.
But the music scene in Birmingham right now is spicy. Everything is very exciting.
Yeah.
You must be really gassed to be part of that.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I would say I've been doing this for a minute now. And when me and my brother was kind of coming through, me and Predator, there wasn't much going on in terms of, like, Birmingham artists in London and all of that stuff. So I feel like a lot of doors have been open now, and like basically the accent's not even a barrier anymore. Like everyone's just like, oh yeah, Birmingham, like, and our music's getting played everywhere, like worldwide. So it's sick.
It's really exciting. And yeah, I know it's interesting you say about the accent, because I've had a lot of artists come through from Manchester, from all over the UK, and we discussed that in the early stages, how difficult it was to actually just break into London, because it's such a tight, especially in terms of grime.
I think I had like a different experience when I was coming through. It was mad because I was kind of accepted because I was from Birmingham, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Whereas I know a lot of people had
Birmingham's great. So.
Yeah, exactly. So they saw the sauce, you know what I mean? And yeah, but now I got welcomed like pretty much like by a lot of people, like the JMEs, like Tincha Striders, like they all held me up when I was first coming through. So yeah, I got shown a lot of love, man.
Yeah. And obviously your brother is absolutely sick producer. Yeah. Predator On My Mind was one of the biggest songs.
Yeah.
It went huge. Do you get advice from each other? Do you share, or is it like, nah, you shut up, I'm telling you how it is?
He's older than me, innit? So it's kind of like that vibe, like, yo, I know what I'm talking about right now.
Me and my brothers, I would tell them to fuck themselves if they tried to tell me how to do anything.
Yeah, we do have we do have the brother kind of like back and forth, but nah.
But he is pretty sick, so you kind of have to listen to him.
Yeah, exactly. And to be fair, it's never like musical advice. Like, he'll be like, yo, you're sick at music. He'll probably be like stuff like, oh, okay, maybe you should try this, or maybe you should do something that way, or maybe you should release that later on, or you know what I mean? It's never like, oh, that verse wasn't good, or you know what I mean? So yeah, man. Yeah.
It's nice to have that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Block and Delete's a banger.
Thank you very much.
Enjoyed the video. I mean, you've got a vast criteria of people that need to get blocked. I mean, I was overwhelmed. People that you haven't seen for a while, people that call you when you're asleep, I agree with that one.
Yes.
People that take 2 days to reply, I agree with that one. Ask you if you want a light. You probably wouldn't like me.
Okay. Yeah.
Do I need to start carrying... Am I going to get blocked because I haven't got a lighter?
You know what, yeah. You're cool, so you'll be added to the block list. You'll be fine.
I've also told you in advance that I don't have one, so it's like...
Yeah, there's a pre-warning there, so it's fine.
Also, they tell you to behave.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that like your entire family blocked? Tell me.
My days. Yeah, probably like Preds, you're going to have to get blocked.
Yeah.
Yeah. But nah. I feel like... friends could get blocked too.
These guys in the room are like,
oh, go see.
I've never actually blocked and deleted someone
really
on social media, because I'm a bit scared of it.
Why?
I don't know. I just feel bad doing it. So yeah. Do you think it's... Would you recommend it to me to start? Maybe I need to release and start blocking people.
Here's what you do first. You mute them first. If there's still like madness going on in your timeline, then just block them. They ain't going to see it.
I've definitely muted people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's satisfying.
Yes. You don't have to see no nonsense on your timeline. Yeah.
Tell me the best thing about the Birmingham scene that isn't you or your brother. Like, is there any other
artists
you'd recommend right now that we check out?
Ooh, yeah, you already know about Lotta Boys.
Oh, they've been on the show.
Oh, sir.
Yeah.
See?
We represent Birmingham in here, man.
Yes, good, good, good. Probably Hitman.
Yeah.
I like Hitman. And I like Mayhem as well.
Sick.
So yeah, they're two people that ain't really like, you know, the Lady Leisha's and the, you know what I mean, Mists and all of that. So
Lady Leisha's really doing it for Birmingham as well. Yeah. Because her accent is so wonderful and strong.
Yes.
And her lyrical prowess is like next level.
Amazing.
Is there some truth in the rumours that she's doing a remix of the song?
I was going to say that to you as well. I see you just mentioned it. Yeah.
Sorry, I spoiled the surprise.
Nah, it's cool. We can announce it. Yeah, Lady Leisha's on the Block and Delete remix.
That is going to be fire.
Yeah, it's mad. She killed it. So look out for that. And obviously, yeah.
Do you know what? When I saw that information, that privy information, I was like, that is going to be the sickest remix. Because it's like, you can tell the block, like, just with the subject matter, she's just going to own it.
Yeah, she did as well. And like, she done the verse quick. Like, when I got it, I was like, what? I was like, jeez. She was laughing like, yo. I was like, yeah, cool. Video, need to get this sorted. Cool, quickly. Birmingham crew, don't know.
So okay, so everything's very, very exciting for you right now.
Yeah.
I want to actually one more question before I get onto the game.
Oh gosh. I'm not prepared.
Don't worry, that's the point. That's the point. You tweeted that performing in Zambia is on your bucket list.
Yes. You guys done your research. Oh.
Me. Yeah, I didn't know these guys as well. You said that obviously that would be huge.
But tell me
what else is on your bucket list. Give us some more privy information about what's going on that bucket list.
So the bucket list. So it's not been confirmed, but I do want to perform in Zambia because that's where like the other side of my family are from, and I really want to just check that out and
be a proud moment.
Yeah,
right?
Man, it'd be sick. I definitely want to go to America, but that actually might be happening soon, so yeah,
we're gonna whereabouts do you want to go? LA?
I just want to go to America. Any part
you
of America.
You want to go to Disneyland, don't you? I knew it.
You have to embarrass me like this, you know?
Mate, I'll go with you because I'm obsessed.
Really?
Mate, take me to Universal Studios any day.
Oh yeah, Universal Studios.
Strap
definitely
in. That would be a sick day.
I'll be real though, I'm kind of scared of heights, so
okay, that's
it might be a bit. Yeah.
You don't worry. I'll hold your hand. I'm really good with rides, scary stuff, everything.
I don't mind if it's on the floor, you know what I mean? But the mad roller coasters and up.
Listen, I'll be your bodyguard.
All right, cool.
So like we'll the film, it. The Bodyguard.
Yes.
We'll recreate that at Disneyland, okay?
Yes, let's do it.
Sick. Right, let's time for some games, please.
Yes, do this.
This game is called Block and Delete or Keep.
Jeez.
Right, so
both ears on now, let's do this.
The first one we're going to do, I'm going to talk to you about some stories, yeah? And all you have to do is choose whether you're going to block and delete or keep.
Ooh.
And they're just in general entertainment right now. And if you don't know anything about them, you can just block and delete them, yeah?
Safe, cool.
Love Island, you've been watching it?
Yeah, surprisingly.
That's not surprising. Everybody watches it.
None of my mates watch it. I've been trying to have a conversation about it all day. Everyone's like, no, don't watch it. I'm like, okay.
Well, I've got something special for you now. Okay. Hayley from Love Island was recently, you know, she's gone. Was recently in the news as she did an interview to find out what Brexit actually is. Because you know when she was in, I don't know if you saw this, but when she was in, she actually was like, what's Brexit? And everyone was just like,
oh my gosh, yep.
But she's super cute because in the news thing, Nigel Farage is in it, eye roll. And he's like, oh, this sounds like a kind of fun place for us to go. I was like, no, Nigel. But she's like, do you know what? I don't know anything about it, but I'm here to learn. So look, would you block and delete or would you keep, Hayley?
Sorry, it's going to have to be a block and delete.
Oh! Well, I've got an even specialer. Look at this.
block and delete.
Done. Jeez. And we've got a special ooh, if you keep. So
all right then.
Just to get you a bit more excited. That was a
block and delete.
Yep.
Okay, up next we have Cardi B has announced that she was married.
Yes, I've seen this.
9 months before.
Yeah.
To her baby father, Offset. Now, yeah. are we blocking and deleting her for the lies, or are we letting her have her privacy?
We'll keep. Let her have her privacy. That's fine. That's fine.
We like Cardi B. She just had her baby shower yesterday. Very cute.
Oh, okay.
Up next, we've got Akon. He's planning to build a new city in Senegal with a new currency called A-Coin.
A-Coin, yeah. I'm surprised I know all of this stuff, you know, it's mad.
You're a knowledgeable bloke.
Yep. I've been doing my research as well. So, block and delete or keep A-Coin.
Bear in mind that he also brought electricity to millions of people in Africa just off his own back and does tons of charity work.
I rate A-Coin still. Keep, defo.
Yeah, man. I'm glad you said that because Akon's too nice to block and delete.
Yeah, man, he's cool, man.
Okay, this is the interesting one. I think it's going to cause a divide.
Yeah.
Madonna headlining Glastonbury next year. What's your thoughts?
Let me think about this properly now. What was her last tune?
Her last tune, I have no idea. But, you know, she's got, like, Material Girl. She also did that song Vogue. I don't know why I can't think of any of her songs right now.
So I'm trying to
What's
say.
What's that crazy song that she did that was like nutty like 2 years ago and there was, I can't remember what it was called, but she's done some sick tunes, man.
Yeah, she's big.
Like a virgin. Woo! Yeah. Touched for the very first time. Come on. I can tell you're going to block and delete. I can smell it.
I'm trying to think of a reason not to, you know. I'm trying to be nice.
Okay, look, come on. You're doing it, aren't you?
Nah, you're not a keep.
Oh! So, if you didn't want her to headline, who would you want to see headline Glastonbury next year?
Skepta.
Oh my God, that would be sick.
Yeah.
I saw him, I've seen him at Glastonbury before and he was with Boy Better Know and it was absolutely amazing.
Mental.
So, this is one extra specially for you.
Okay.
Bear in mind that I know nothing about football.
Okay.
But I've done this specially because you love football.
Sick.
Okay.
Yeah.
World Cup is happening. Know that. And stuff. England game straight after this show.
I know. I'm going to miss it though.
Why?
Because we're still working. We still got more. And no,
mate.
And no,
I'm so sorry.
No.
Work's got to come first though. But this will make you happy. This is a special version. This is the decider.
Okay.
This is block, delete, or keep. And I'm going to give you three players, and you have to block one, delete one, and keep one.
Okay. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Up first, we've got Harry Kane, hat trick player for the England team versus Panama game, where he got 3 goals and 6 in total for and he's the England captain and the saviour for the England versus Tunisia game.
Yes.
And then we have someone called Lionel Messi, who I don't know who that is. He finally made his mark in Monday's game against Nigeria, with them winning a match 2-1.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And finally, this guy I do know.
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Ooh, this is hard.
He's been given a yellow card in the Portugal versus Iran game, and he's also now leading the European international goal scorer in history with 85 goals for Portugal.
You've given me a hard list, you know.
I know. I didn't write it because I don't know who any of them are. But
all right, cool. So
block, delete, or keep. So obviously delete's the worst, like.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah.
And then blocks, like, okay, you could unblock them.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's fine, cool.
And then
so,
keep.
I'm going to tell you why I'm going to delete this player, yeah? Because me and my younger brother keep having back and forth, so it's been going on for ages, and then Prince is just, like, laughing in the group or whatever. So he's supporting Messi, I'm supporting Ronaldo. So Messi, delete.
Oh, my God. Goodbye, Messi. He's messy anyway, so we don't like him.
Yeah, I hope he's locked in.
He's gone. Okay, so now we've got between Harry Kane, who genuinely I'd never heard of before the World Cup.
Oh, wow.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But I don't host a football show, so it should be fine.
True.
This is how much we love you on FUBAR Radio. We've dedicated an entire round of the game just to football. And then you've got Cristiano Ronaldo. So are you going to go for England team or?
You know what? You lot are going to hate me for saying Ronaldo because we're in England right now.
So you're going to block Harry?
Nah, you know what? I'm gonna block Ronaldo. I'm going to be loyal.
Ooh.
I want England to win, so we're going to keep Kane.
Okay, so block and delete for Ronaldo, and then we're
Kane. Come on, England, let's win today. Woo!
Okay, I think you did very well there. Congratulations. I'm going to say you won, but I don't know how. I don't know whether it was a win or lose game. But I'm going to say that's a win for you.
Yeah, definitely. I'll take the win.
It's been a huge pleasure to have you in.
Thanks a lot for having me. It's been fun. It's been sick.
What's the rest of the plans for the year? Are you going to be... Can we come and catch you live? Where can we come and catch you? When are you next in London performing?
Yeah, oh, sick. So I'm performing at the Rinse rooftop parties.
Sick.
So I'm not sure which date I'm performing, so just stay locked to my social medias and whatnot. I've got a headline show with Bass Boy in Birmingham as well coming up. So that's on July the 13th in Birmingham. So check my socials for that. I'm working on another EP as well straight after this. So that's coming out in the summer. It's like garage tunes, you know, vibey tunes for...
Please bring that out ASAP.
Yeah. I'm working on it. The boys are giving me pressure right now. You get me?
Yeah. I'm deeply pressurizing all of you. Sorry. Yeah.
That's called Caramel. And that is coming very soon, so look out for that.
And the Lady Leisha remix, of course. When is that dropping? Remix,
that's dropping ASAP, so look out for that.
Did you say you've done another video for it?
We're shooting it soon.
Oh my God.
You need to be in the video. You need to come through.
Please, can I?
Yeah. You need to come through.
West Midlands represent.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
The girls, the producers want to come on too.
Yeah, definitely.
Everyone can come, man. He said no, guys. I'm so sorry. Okay, let's play a little bit of Block and Delete. C4, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you for having me. One more thing, Block and Delete t-shirts, allrightstore.com. Grab yours.
Listen, merch and everything.
Yeah. We're repping, man.
But he almost deleted Harry Kane from the England team. But he didn't.
Yep.
Come back again and we'll do more fun games.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me, guys.
This is Block and Delete C4. Okay, bye, babes.
All right.
Trust me. It's love, you know. Trust me. Block them off. It's all fun and games until you get Block and Delete.
Block them off.
Trust me, fam. You know, the game is too big for their boots and they're too big and like, I don't know, they can sort of rubbish them.
Delete. Man wanna try and get rude. Delete. Get too big for the booze. Delete. Must have forgot who's who. Delete. Long time no see. Delete. Call me when I'm asleep. Delete. Man wanna watch and breathe. Delete. Don't read to you my tweet. Block. Take 2 days to reply. Them things don't get a blight. RT rubbish on my timeline. Ask me if I'm not alive. See me and don't say hi. Leave me and don't say bye. Try push back my hairline. Block and delete. Them man there I get block and delete. Block and delete. Block and delete. Them girl there I get block and delete. I said block and delete. Block and delete. Them man there I get block and delete. Block and delete. Block and delete. Them girl there I get block and delete. Delete. Spot me when your hand's dry. Delete. Snapchatting your whole life. Delete. Try record me on the slide. Delete. I swear them man try par. Delete. Now they wanna see what I want. Delete. Ain't got time for the fraud. Delete. Sorry I'm busy, get lost. Delete. Block, try overtake my lane. Block. Thinking this is a race. Block. Serve me with a screw face. Block. Why you always complain? Block. Always want your own way. Don't tell me I've changed. Block. Don't tell me to behave. Block and delete. Them man there I get block and delete. Block and delete. Block and delete. Them girl there I get block and delete. I said block and delete. Block and delete. Them man there I get block and delete. Block and delete. Block and delete. Them girl there I get block and delete.
I get block and delete, block and delete, block and delete. Them girl there, I get block and delete. I said block and delete, block and delete. Them man there, I get block and delete, block and delete, block and delete. Them girl there, I get block and delete.
Hi, I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
It sounds like nice. Yeah, 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 yeah. Shit, shit, shit. Cause I just came to relax one time. They be saying, young nigga, how you act so fly? She be sweating when it's back short time. I told her, slow down, baby, take your time. She gonna spread it for them waist, man. Yeah, oh no, cause she knows that's mine. Them other things, man, they don't compare. She the only one that gets my shine. Cause I just came to relax one time. They be saying, young nigga, how you act so fly? She be sweating when it's back short time. I told her, slow down, baby, take your time. She gonna spread it for them waist, man. Yeah. Oh no, cause she knows that's mine. Them other things, man, they don't compare. She the only one that gets my shine. Why you acting like you wanna go? Have a drink, drop it south like it's one of those. You like me on a high, but I'm on a low. Cooler bridges, we can vibe, we can run a show. Drink strong liquor, got the party jumping. I wanna get you home and give your thing a thumping. I carve the pussy up like I'm cutting pumpkin. Pussy like the English Channel every time I jump in. Fuck your man and who your man know. Shooters getting peeled like a mango. Two step with me, we can tango. Man know everywhere I go, I meet a gang go. She smells like a peach and her skin sparkle. I brock it in the kitchen, have her on a marble. Pull up in a rented Lamb, mean I want a carpool. Ice on my wrist, gave a nigga car blow. Cause I just came to relax one time. They be saying, young nigga, how you act so fly? She be sweating when it's back short time. I told her, slow down, baby, take your time. She gonna spread it for them waist, man, yeah. Oh no, cause she knows that's mine. Them other things, man, they don't compare. She the only one that gets my shine. Cause I just came to relax one time. They be saying, young nigga, how you act so fly? She be sweating when it's back short time. I told her, slow down, baby, take your time. She gonna spread it for them waist, man, yeah. Oh no, cause she knows that's mine. Them other things, man, they don't compare. She the only one that gets my shine. She's the sweetest drone, and I'm praying that she rolls my way. Cause her back could be bigger than Jupiter that's floating up in space. Oh babe, don't tease me now, don't try run them mind games. Don't play, make it easier. Girl, I love the way your nails look good and your body look cute. Yeah, I love the way it's like that. Hands up in the clouds, on my mountain top. Yeah, I love the way you climb that. Too dank, you're my loud pack. Thumping the back cause I love off the bounce back. Your ex-man's a lab rat, talks about trap, he don't get cash. Go tell that pussy all loud that. Cause I just came to relax one time. They be saying, young nigga, how you act so fly? She be sweating when it's back short time. I told her, slow down, baby, take your time. She gonna spread it for them waist, man, yeah. Oh no, cause she knows that's mine. Them other things, man, they don't compare. She the only one that gets my shine. Cause I just came to relax one time. They be saying, young nigga, how you act so fly? She be sweating when it's back short time. I told her, slow down, baby, take your time. She gonna spread it for them waist, man, yeah. Oh no, cause she knows that's mine. Them other things, man, they don't compare. She the only one that gets my shine. Cause I just came to relax one time. They be saying, young nigga, how you act so fly? She be sweating when it's back short time. I told her, slow down, baby, take your time.
Butterflies, AJ Tracy featuring Notes. Maddest Tiff is in the building.
Hey.
Babes. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm really good, actually.
You're looking
great.
Gorge today.
Thank you.
We were just discussing outfits, weren't we?
Yeah, we was.
You're looking wonderful in...
So are you.
Camo.
Camo, yeah. Camo flare, that's the in thing.
It's,
I think,
hashtag in there slash hashtag fashion.
Out, yeah, and out there.
And out there, which is even better.
Yeah.
Babe, how's it going?
Good. Everything's going well. I just dropped an EP on the 1st of
which
June.
Which is sick.
Thank you so much.
It's a proper listen EP. And I know that sounds weird, but you actually really engage lyrically with it.
Yeah, that's what I wanted. I wanted to be known like as a more conscious artist as well, not just like a hype artist, because obviously I feel more confident writing about things I've been through, and because it appeals to a lot of people, so it's just easier and it's nicer. And I'm really glad actually that you said it's like a listen kind of piece of music, because that's really what I wanted.
Well, I feel like because you get, it's seven tracks, by the way, everybody, it's called Matters on the Block, and you properly go in on your own life, politics, dark subjects as well,
yeah,
and feelings and thoughts. And I think right now it's a really important time for people to be making other people aware that everybody can have a hard time and everybody can also get frustrated. Mm. Everybody can have an opinion, and you kind of cover all the bases there.
Yeah, I feel basically social media kind of made me, because where I came from Vine, and I kind of just carried on going from there and built myself up as a like a real grime MC rather than just doing little videos online. I feel like that kind of just made,
just kind of makes you, I guess, be more honest.
Yeah, because social, more honest and real.
Social media does that thing where if you're from that generation where you can say like the best things that are happening and the worst things on social media.
Yeah, it's always out there. You can always see everything that's happening with me. That's why I just have to kind of own it, because like I'm just always about on social media, but I'm also working very hard as well. So it's a positive and it's a negative, but I just have to make it work.
And it's a big EP. Wiley produced one of the tracks, Underdog.
Yeah, well, that was his original song, I Will Not Lose. That was like a classic with Roll D.
Yeah, and you, you did very well on that.
Thank you. Yeah,
the video's
Underdog.
Really sick.
Yeah, the video that was produced by, directed by Shan Brown.
And then you've got loads of features on there, and you've got so many discarders on there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy. You also work with Rude Kid, who's been, hasn't Rude Kid been in the studio now? I think he has.
Yeah, Rude Kid's a very sick producer. He's like doing a lot.
There's just like a whole list of an amazing team that you've had on this.
I'm grateful that I was able to work with those producers, and they, because obviously, like, I wrote to the songs and I said, hey, do you like it? And then they both said, yeah. So that was really, really exciting. And then the other songs are just by some other producers like Filthy Gears. He's popping at the moment. Shannon Parks.
Yeah.
And then one called Carti S, who actually produced The Listen, with the song for Theresa May. So,
which was an interesting song.
It's like a rhythm and gash refix. So that's like a classic instrumental. And then obviously I'm talking about stuff that's happening right now.
And what made you, because obviously I feel in terms of things like Grenfell, it's very much luckily still in the news and mm-hmm. we're still talking about it. Is that why you wanted to talk to Theresa May? Because of the governmental situation right now is pretty hairy. It's pretty sort of...
She's a joke. And it's like ridiculous. And it's, I don't know. She's just living in her own land. She's not communicating with anyone. Like, I don't think she actually gets what's happening in the world right now. She didn't even go and see the victims' family members from Grenfell or anything. So, and then she made an announcement. She put out a statement like a few weeks later or a couple months later or something. Like, it's not good enough. We need action now. And I feel like more people should talk about it, because there's a lot of knife crime. There's a lot of stuff happening on the streets. A lot of kids are dying. It's really, really sad. Like, parents are being affected as well. Whole families, communities. It's not just one or two people. There's a lot of people. And I just don't think Theresa May is listening to that. People are suffering with mental health. They're struggling financially. You know, even the school education system, I think, it's very dated. I feel like, because you know what it's like. When you're in school, right, you don't know what you want to do. You don't know what you want to be. But you have to do these lessons. Why?
And you don't learn. The thing that gets me about school in terms of, like, when I came out and I became self-employed, I was like, what's a tax return?
Yeah.
And I was like, why didn't we do that in maths instead of...
What's an invoice? Like, yeah. What is all this stuff?
Yeah. You're so true. It's so true. I think it's also right now, it's happened in the past. It's happened throughout the years in music. But there's a resurgence right now of people calling out governmental figures.
Mm-hmm.
Like, obviously, Stormzy did it at the Brit Awards. And, like, you know, there's Dave, obviously, I don't know if you listened to Question Time.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favourite tracks on his EP.
Yeah.
Where he talks to all of the politicians, which it's just a good time to say we're talking to you, you need to listen.
Yeah, because now's the time. I mean, how much longer can we wait? How many more people need to be killed? How many more families need to suffer, you know? And it is affecting our future, because the younger generation now are what we should be shaping. I also believe that mindfulness should be brought into schools.
I feel it's
really important. Like me, I suffer with mental health myself. So I've learned only recently how to meditate and mindfulness apps. They are really, really useful. So I've only learned about that stuff. But I feel if I was taught that in school, my life would be completely different now.
Oh, well, I remember at school having anxiety and not knowing what it was and being like freaking out, because I was like, why have I got my heart's beating really fast and why have I got these symptoms of like illness?
Yeah.
But not being able to express them. If someone discusses it with you,
Yeah.
Know, it's going to change your life.
I mean, children definitely suffer with anxiety. You know, like, it's real. Mental health is real. But also, it's the label as well. I feel like, oh, well, you suffer with anxiety, you suffer with a bit of depression, so you suffer with mental health. That means that, you know, you just fall into this category, and it's a big, massive stereotype. But I'm trying to change that. So I'm called Madders because I'm naturally nuts. And, like, I just have to accept that I'm a bit nuts sometimes. Like, I'm the person in the room. I'm just very handsy when I talk and, you know, extra, I think, but I don't mean to be.
Listen, there is nothing wrong with being extra, babe.
Yeah, be extra. It's okay.
Be extra like the chewing gum, but yeah. Even more so.
Yeah.
Nah, it's wicked. And your personality is wonderful. You're a lovely girl and you're making great music. So there's
Thank you.
If anything, you're a great role model for young kids who are suffering from, you know, different kinds
of
mental health problems. And I think the more we discuss it, the easier it's going to become.
Mm. Definitely.
Now, it is difficult to talk about personal things like that. Did you find this experience quite cathartic in the end? Like getting it out there when you discuss such deep things, you know, with the complete strangers, essentially.
I feel it actually helped, and it still helps me, because the days that I wrote the songs, like some of the darker stuff, Raindrops, I just recently recovered from a bit of a breakdown, I'd say, you know. And I had to take a little bit of a break from music. So I kind of write the songs once I've overcome those problems. But then I can always go back and listen when I'm having down days. And it reminds me, oh, God, yeah,
you
shit.
Got past that.
Let me listen to this song. Like, in the end, it's about a guy that I used to see. And, you know, like, even when I want to text him, I have to go and listen to that song and just remember, like, he's a prick.
You can say that.
Yeah.
Prick!
Perrick! Love this show.
But I thanks, babes. I think that's so wonderful, because you're so right. Like, even when you're feeling like the worst you can possibly feel, you're always going to feel better. There's always going to be, there's light at the end of the tunnel. And then sometimes you will dip. And if you've got something that you can cling on to, and sometimes that, for other people, it's your music.
Yeah.
It's listening to you saying, I'm over it, I'm okay, I've dealt with it.
Yeah, a lot of girls and boys have, when I've been performing, they've actually said, oh, I've been through this. And it's so nice, like, to just realise that I'm not the only one that's going through this specific thing. There's, like, we're all going through it, or everybody's been through a certain experience at some point in their life. And it's about learning, and it's about just trying to become a better version of yourself. And that is what I'm doing now. So hopefully I can inspire some people through my music.
You definitely are, and you definitely will. In terms of you just touched on girls, I want to talk about girls and grime.
Mm-hmm.
I saw your Red Bull thing that you did in 2016 with like loads of the girls, Alika, Miss Banks, mm-hmm. like Lady Leisha was in it. It was loads of the sort of girls in grime, and I've had a lot of girls through in the show talking about sort of the life of as a female in the grime industry. Things are changing drastically right now. The spotlight is falling on women.
Yeah.
How do you feel in terms of your connection to the grime community? Do you feel welcome? Do you feel like it's a good place for women to be?
I definitely feel welcomed. Obviously, I had to overcome a few hurdles. I definitely think obviously, I'm a woman. It's harder for women in the industry. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I feel like maybe the men think women just come in and they get bigger quicker because of how we look and stuff. I don't know. But whatever. So it's getting... Well, there's a lot more opportunities now for women. So we just have to use them and, you know, excel together. We need to come together, work together.
Do you feel that that's something that, like, do you have links with other girls? Do you hang out with other girls in grime? Is it? Because I know, in a presenting sense, I'm friends with loads of girls who do presenting, do mm-hmm. the exact same thing as me, because I just feel that sense of, like, camaraderie with them.
Well, more recently, like the last month or two, girls have been, like, going to sets and stuff, and we've,
sick.
Like, connected. And then only, like, last weekend, I think I did a show at Birthdays with Girls of Grime. They're at Girls of Grime on Twitter, all over social media, same at. And they just basically put on a night with Sharky Major.
Sick, yeah.
And, yeah, it
Sharky's
was...
Sharky's been on the show as well, hasn't
big
he?
Big up Sharky. Yeah, it was really good. It was good to connect. It was good to see so many new artists. It was good to know that fans actually want to see this, because it was packed. So it was a really good event. More events, like more women. Also, why festival lineups and...
Yeah, don't even get me started.
It's just so annoying.
Yeah.
please.
But
I've got a banger, you know, like I've got a couple bangers.
A few. I think it's going to change next year because everyone's gone, what the fuck, this year. Everyone's looked at the lineups and been like, let's delete out all the men. Oh, there's only one woman on the line. What was it? Was it Wireless?
I had
two women on the lineup, I think. The original, like, posted lineup. Listen, the only way is up. The only thing to do is changed. Change. And I think next year is the year where we will see that in festivals. You know, Glastonbury's coming back, so they're definitely. I mean, they're very good at inclusivity.
Fingers crossed. I mean, you know, it's also about being there because. More than likely, if you attend these events and festivals, it's just about networking. If you meet the right person, talk to them. Like, I performed at Eskimo recently because they asked me to do a freestyle for them. And I was like, hey, when are you going to get some girls on here? Like, you just got to put it out there. Like, get us on the stage. Give us a chance. We can
do.
Good
for you.
If not better, you know, we can do it.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
What was their response?
Well, I did it. I was on Eskimo Dance.
Yeah, but like, when you said it originally, were they like...
They didn't really say anything.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they gave me an answer the next day, so maybe they just had to have a little chat about it. So
good
yeah,
for you.
Yeah, and it was exciting because I've always wanted to do that. Like all grime MCs do Eskimo.
Was that on your bucket list?
Yeah, 100%.
I'm talking about bucket list with C4.
That yeah.
You've got to have some certain things that you're going
to
get.
Yeah, that was on my bucket list. I've wanted to do that for about 10 years. No, not 10 years.
But like as for long years. As you can remember.
Yeah.
What is there any other girls at the moment that you'd recommend that we check out that maybe we don't know, or any other artists in general that you're repping right now and you really enjoy listening to?
Yeah, there's a few ladies. I recently did a set with them, Mode FM, with a DJ called Selector Impact. He is really, really like popping at the moment. He plays all the latest grime tunes, old as well.
Sick.
So Lady Shocker is a female artist. She's a grime MC. There's one called Cassie Rise. Nine, pre-wavy. Basically, if you go onto my Twitter at MaddestTiff, yeah, or on Insta at MaddestTiff or Facebook at MaddestTiff, you will see a picture of all us, me and the girls. We did a set. Go and follow them, check them out. They're really good.
Sick.
Yeah.
Well, babe, it's been a total pleasure to
thank
have you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming in. We're going to play Dark now.
Dark. Cool.
Can you introduce it for us before you go?
Yep. This is Dark, featuring myself, Tommy B, Discarda, and Lost Soldier.
This is a big tune. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
Congratulations on Matters on the Block EP. It's out now. Everybody go and get it. You're amazing. We'll hopefully come back. We'll connect again after the summer.
Sure.
Just hang out.
Let's just hang it out.
Yeah.
Vega.
I don't play, can't be saved, been this way, down from day, can't take me, for some chief, mentally, I am free, too much madness, on these streets, keep one friend, around me, trust no one, I can see, right through all my enemies, lost my nan, that was peak, all this anger, so much grief, smoking loud, my relief, in my zone, thinking deep, I'm awake, not asleep, I'm alive, I can breathe, I have faith, my beliefs, what I dream, I achieve. Cause you see me where? You don't know me, nah.
You don't know me, nah.
I am on my path.
I am on my path.
Tell a girl don't stop.
Tell a girl don't stop.
Tell a man don't stop.
Tell a man don't stop.
I don't wanna get dark.
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 Cause you see me where? You don't know me, nah.
You don't know me, nah.
I am on my path.
I am on my path.
Tell a girl don't stop.
Tell a girl don't stop.
Tell a man don't stop.
Tell a man don't stop.
I don't wanna get dark.
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 I've been through the darkest times. I came through the tunnel, then I saw the light. I've seen some awful sights, sleepless nights, no peace of mind. Then I made a choice to make a change. From that day onwards, I've been just fine. From some of the people I thought were my closest friends, I've been despised. Fuck them anyway, I got a plan and I'm crafting. Full-time job, no car, living out in the sticks. Please don't try to tell me about grafting. You keep hating and I keep laughing. You keep clubbing and I keep barring. Grime? Yeah, that's where my heart is. Bigging up Tiff, yeah, that's a real artist. Cause you see me where?
You don't know me, nah.
I am on my path.
I am on my path.
Tell a girl don't stop.
Tell a girl don't stop.
Tell a man don't stop.
Tell a man don't stop.
I don't wanna get dark.
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 Cause you see me where?
See me where?
You don't know me, nah.
You don't know me, nah.
I am on my path.
I am on my path.
Tell a girl don't stop.
Tell a girl don't stop.
Tell a man don't stop.
Tell a man don't stop.
I don't wanna get dark.
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 I heard you wanna get rid of me. Everybody knows a scar that is a liberty. Skits and that, that's just enemy. Without a doubt, you can't make a prick of me. Are you kidding me? These sick lyrics, a scar that's got infinity. You come around here, try take a liberty. What if you've got, you better just give to me. Devil was in me, devil was at me. But now devil's clutching back in me. Everybody knows that, while that stick to me. You come around here, brother, ain't a trick for me. You do shit and try pinning me to the shit that you done now. Got any methos? Walking about, looking for me, on killing me. No shit.
Cause you see me where?
You
don't know me, nah.
I am on my path.
Tell a girl don't stop.
Tell a man don't stop.
I don't wanna get dark.
I don't wanna get dark.
Cause you see me where?
You don't know me,
nah.
I am on my path.
Tell a girl don't stop.
Tell a man don't stop.
I don't wanna get dark.
I don't wanna get dark.
S-I-C-K. It's how I woke up today. Came here to drop my blood on your name. I came here to fuck with your brain. Drain your body, I come for your veins. Blow the bloody doors off like I'm Michael Caine. Pick it, don't rant with me today. See me, I chop the head off any snake, yeah. When I do, when I'm fake, I'm here for the cake. I came with the bars, my flow from the moon, my flow from the stars. I came for the wars, can't see my scars. I'm a lost soldier, yeah, I came for the dark. Yeah, I know my path, I'll bury man alive in the mud. Can't bring you back, I'm a top girl, blood. Cause you see me where?
You
don't know me, nah.
I
am on my path.
Tell a girl don't stop.
Tell a man don't stop.
I don't wanna get
dark. I don't wanna get dark. Cause you see me where?
You
don't know me,
nah.
I am on my path.
Tell a girl don't stop.
Tell a man don't stop.
I don't wanna get dark.
I don't wanna get dark.
I don't wanna get dark.
Hey, Dan Capron here, Foo Bar Radio, with Harriet motherfucking Rose.
Yo, trophy wife, out you won me. Until you had to find out it's one me. Now you benched, all your bum knee. Now I'm the bad guy, call me Chun-Li. Cause you was slipping, yup, you clumsy. And everything I peep, can't just unsee. Zips tea, and it's unsweet. With respect, bud, girl, when me done speak. Now we shooting a shot like drive-by. Why you had to make me go call up my side guy? Can't let the F-boy F up my nice vibe. Yo, Ariana, come let me get you a high five.
The light is coming to give back everything the darkness stole. The light is coming to give back everything the darkness stole. The light is coming to give back everything the darkness stole. The light is coming to give back everything the darkness stole. What did she say? What did he say? You don't listen cause you know everything. You don't even need dreams. Telling everybody stay woke, don't sleep. I gonna break this shit down. You don't wait till you wait another round. Guess you're way above it now. And that's your way to love it now.
Down. You don't wait till I wait another round.
darkness stole. The light is coming to give back everything the darkness stole. The light is coming to give back everything the darkness stole. The light is coming to give back everything the darkness stole. The light is coming to give back everything the darkness stole.
Hey, what's up? This is SG Lewis. You're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio. Keep it locked.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
You're listening to FUBAR Radio and I'm joined by Chantel Jeffries. Lovely lady, you've come all the way from the USA.
Yes, I have.
Just for a couple of days. I mean, your brand new single, Wait, is already smashing it in the UK.
Yeah, I'm super excited about that. I've been getting a great response.
Does that feel weird? Because obviously it featured on Hot Hits UK. Again, playlisting is so important.
Uh-huh.
It's your debut single.
Yes.
It's pretty sick for it to go straight in.
Yeah, it's you know, it's a dream come true. It's incredible to see the feedback, especially outside of America. So that's something that's been really exciting for me.
Did you imagine that when you started making music that it would go further than the US? Or did you just, in your head, were you like, oh, it'll just be listened to by people I know and like friends and people, you know, your fans that you already have?
I mean, it might have been a delusion of grandeur, but I definitely thought it was going to be, you know, in a lot of places. The song is a Euro dance-inspired track, so I figured it would play in Europe just because it's kind of where I got the inspiration from. So I kind of made it for that. So I thought, you know, I'd definitely be here.
And it is a banger. You obviously started off as a DJ.
Mm-hmm.
CJ the DJ.
Yes.
Which is awesome. I love monikers. I love nicknames. It's sick. That was before you even became a DJ. You got that nickname.
Yeah.
So it's like written in the stars that you had to do this job.
Yes, as you could say.
When did you sort of go, right, I want to start producing. I want to make my own music?
It was kind of just putting two songs together while you're DJing. Like, you're a DJ too, so you know when you're playing and sometimes you're just messing around or you're playing at a party of your friends and you see two songs that are the same BPM and the same key and you're like, these two songs are totally different, but I think I'm just going to try to play them together and mix them and see what happens. And so once you do that, it's like maybe it's a Euro house, maybe it's a hip hop, or maybe whatever it might be. And then you're like, oh, this sounds really good. Maybe I need to make something like this. And that's kind of where it happened for me.
That is literally like the best answer I could ever have asked for from that, because it really feels like it's come from your heart. This making music has come from where, you know, your passion and your musical style, which is exactly where it needs to come from, I guess. It's exciting now. You've dropped your first single, obviously nerve-wracking before the first one comes out, but now it's come. You've got your EP coming soon.
Yeah.
It's all sort of rolling on. Are you kind of know it's called Calculated Luck,
yes.
Right? Tell me a bit about the title first, because that sounds very intriguing.
So it comes from, the artist Vore that's on Wait, and he's done a few of my other songs on my project. His whole thing is Lucky, like his project name Lucky Me, and he's always just, you know, that's like his logo. It's like a four-leaf clover and stuff like that. So Calculated Luck, it comes from the meaning being like, you can be lucky in life. And a lot of people sometimes are like, oh, she's lucky or this or that or whatever it might be. But if you're not prepared and you don't calculate and you don't put in the hard work of certain things, then when that moment comes, that opportunity presents itself, if you're not ready, it's going to pass you by. If you don't have, you know, the preparation in place, it doesn't even matter if you're lucky. So that's one of the things. It's just like something that I live by. It's you can work hard and just be ready for those opportunities.
And it feels like that is how you live your life, because you, as we say here, I've got your fingers in many, many pies. You're a DJ, you're making your own music, you're also brand ambassador for people, you're a model. You must have had to kind of sit down and really make a plan of how you were going to live your life in terms of your business. Because you are, I guess, a business, because that's how you have to work it, because otherwise all of the enterprises that you run wouldn't work out.
Yeah.
Was that quite a scary, daunting prospect to go, right, I'm going to be all of these things and I'm going to do each one to the best of my ability and absolutely smash it?
I feel like I've kind of just been that way my whole life. I've just always liked to try new things. And then you try new things and you're like, oh, I actually really like this. But the thing is, I'm trying this and it's new, but I have all of this knowledge from other stuff that really does carry over if you can apply it the right way. So it's not totally new. It's kind of like, okay, I have all these pieces, let me plug them in, and now I can do this. So even with music, for me, it's like producing, you know, the programs and all the things that you do, it's like, you look at it, it's a graph. It's like you do math and you know about sound waves and sine waves and cosine waves and all these things. And those are in music as well. And you think like, oh, I was a mathlete. And then you're like, I never thought being a mathlete or like going to calculus was ever going to be something that I would use in the real world, or like knowing all these random things. I'm like, okay, I know this, but why does it matter? And then you come into another subject, you're like, oh, wow, I actually know something and it actually does help in this one way, which I never would have thought. So,
which must be also brilliant for your fans to hear. And also, you're such a good role model, like a mathlete who goes on to do this. What an incredible career. But also to feed that back to young people as well, so that they know that whatever they're studying at school, whether they think it's going to be irrelevant, they find it boring, you might find in like 10 years time.
Yeah, I mean, it's taking the most out of any situation. If I personally, like, I hated going to school because I was bullied and stuff like that. So I just graduated early and I left when I was 16. But I think it's so important. I learned certain things, and just the act of learning, your brain is a muscle. Like, you need to work it out. You need to keep it fresh and you need to keep it malleable and like elastic. And you don't want it to be like, oh, I stopped learning, now my neurotransmitters, I'm not opening any pathways. So it's just like, I think some people, they look at school and they're like, I hate school, blah, blah, blah. You don't have to be in school to be learning. And that's something that I still do to this day. Like, I love learning. It's like my favorite thing to do. I love doing like research, and like, it's just, you're learning. So you're keeping your brain, you know, up to its fullest abilities.
You're inspiring me right now. I'm like going to go home and study some maths in a second. You're pals with a lot of other DJs. I saw you DJed with Diplo in Las Vegas. Do you take any, talking of learning, because he's obviously a well-established DJ, did he give you any tips, or did you give him any tips that were kind of helpful for either of you?
Diplo is one of my really good friends, and he's an amazing DJ. He's one of the most hardest working people that I've ever met. And just honestly being around and seeing how he operates is like inspiring for me. Like, he tells me a lot of things, but it's more the act of like watching it happen and being like, oh, he's doing this, okay, he's doing that. And just knowing, you know, he does everything. And when you say I have my hands in a lot of pots, he does so much behind the scenes, like people don't even realize. Like, he produces on so many albums and so many songs that people don't even know, because it's not his, it is not coming out under Diplo, but like everyone that you can imagine. So it's like, okay, yeah, you know, and a lot of people don't know, so they might not realize like he is so successful in a lot of ways. But I'm like, I feel like that happens to me too. People, they don't see it right in their face, so they don't know. So they think, oh, they can't do this, they can't do that. It's like, that's not true. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got like 10 different artist projects, hasn't he? Like, under different names that he does, like, with loads of different people.
Well, not only that, but he's like producing like Beyonce, Chris Brown, all of their albums. Like, you look at his discography and it's insane. One day I was doing my research, because I like to just go online and just find out random things. And I was bored one day and I was looking up random people's discographies. And I was like looking up Pooh Bear, and then I was like looking up John Mayer and like Frank Ocean. And then I was looking up Diplo's, and I was like, oh my gosh, it's like everything I've ever listened to in my life is on here.
Which I love to do, by the way, what you just said, like going and finding out who wrote the songs, like going, kind of looking at, like, for example, the Carters' new album, and looking at who all the writers, Christina Aguilera's album, we've got
Bori's
some UK.
On there too.
Yeah,
and Beyonce.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sick. So, let's have a chat about them, actually. So Vori and Migos on the track. Massive for your first track. How did you, obviously you know Vori, but how did you get in the studio with them, or was it?
I was already in the studio, and he, I think, actually had a session right after me. So he came in, and we were still finishing up. We were working on Wait, and Vori came in, and he's like, do you have anyone doing melodies on this? And I'm like, no. He's like, do you mind if I put some down? I said, of course. And so he sat down, and he's amazing. It takes him like 1 second, and he's already doing it. And then I said, you know, the basis of the song, it's called Wait, because like we took the wait sign when you cross the street, and you're like, wait. So that's where the whole entire idea from the song even came. So I told him that, and he just started doing melodies, and we literally sat down and wrote the song.
It's great. It's kind of like it must be a bit of an out-of-body experience when that kind of stuff happens, right? It's a bit like, it just all comes together in this kind of like perfect percussion, and then you have a track.
I feel like I'm in the Truman Show, and so I feel like it's happening like that, but it's like someone up there like, doo-doo-doo, like making it happen or something, because I'm like, this is not normal. So I'm just like, whatever. At this point, nothing surprises me, honestly.
Well, congratulations, because honestly, it's a really sick track. I can't wait to hear Calculated Luck. Make sure you come back to the UK because we want to see you play.
Yes.
I want to come to one of your DJ sets. Let's do some back-to-back or something.
Yeah, I'm down. I'll be back soon, hopefully.
Sick. Well, thank you so much for joining us on Fubar Radio, and we'll catch you next time you're in the UK.
Hey, thanks for having me. Hey.
Like 4 a.m. Why the hell I just text my ex? Pull up on her for that late night fix. I know you got a man, but he ain't like this. She been down since nothing. Now I'm on, she gets everything. I'm thinking she the one for me, but I still can't let him get one up on me. If I got it, you got it. My problems, your problems. Ain't breaking my promise. Just trying to be honest. Make it hard to love you. Is it really how this supposed to be? Ain't talking about that nonsense. Let's put all that shit aside, so girl, just wait, hey. We was moving too fast and then we lost it. Wait, hey. I would understand if you moved on, babe. Wait, hey. Moving too fast, but then we lost it. Wait, hey. I would understand if you moved on. Just wait on me, wait on me. Wait on me, wait on me. All this wait on me, wait on me. Wait on me, wait on me, yeah.
Wait, your friends always hating on me. I really think they want a double date on me. I'm the villain, but she tryna put a cape on me. Briefcase in the rave, got a safe on me. Wrap a bitch up, put her on flip. Slide in your ocean with a latex. Got her eyes wide open, not the wipe against. I'ma try my best to get the check off your respect. Give me Nick Nick with 20 people on the jet. She be wet, wet, drippin', drippin' on the bed. I'm a vet, yes, P-I-M-P in the flesh. In the coupe with your man, so you know the rest.
We was moving too fast and then we lost it. Wait, hey. I would understand if you moved on, babe. Wait, hey. Moving too fast, but then we lost it. Wait, hey. I would understand if you moved on. Just wait on me, wait on me. Wait on me, wait on me. All this wait on me, wait on me. Wait on me, wait on me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Takes my ass. Late night fix. Still can't let them get one up on me. Make it hard to love you. Is it really how this supposed to be? Ain't talking about the nonsense. Let's put all that shit aside, so girl, just wait. Hey, we was moving too fast and then we lost it. Wait, hey. I would understand if you moved on, babe. Wait, hey. Moving too fast, but then we lost it. Understand if you move on, just wait on me, wait on me. Wait on me, wait on me. All this wait on me, wait on me. Wait on me, wait on me. Yeah.
Chantel Jeffries, Wait, her brand new single, What a Babe. Thank you so much to her for stopping by. Now, a little minute ago, I played the brand new song from Ariana Grande, The Light Is Coming, featuring Nicki Minaj. They seem to be having some kind of girl crew situation. They're just doing song after song with each other, switching back on who's the main singer on it. She's just announced her fourth album, Sweetener. And this is the second single off the album, and there's a video you can go and watch exclusively, released exclusively through Reebok, and it features the two of them in some foggy woods. Who doesn't love a good foggy wood? That's what I want to know. Also, Ariana Grande, as we all know, is engaged to Pete Davidson of Saturday Night Live, one of my favourite YouTube binges to watch. I'd also love to go and see it live. If anyone has, shout me out on Twitter because I really want to know what it's like. They went out the other day and I just saw this as I was scrolling through information about them, and it really made me happy about their relationship. Is they went out for her birthday and they did a karaoke, and the track they chose was Evanescence, Bring Me to Life. Now, that is a straight cut banger right there. And if you can get with your partner and sing Bring Me to Life by Evanescence, you're going to be together forever, I think. That's just my prediction on it. That's just my prediction. And we're going to play some more music now. Now, I'm probably going to, again, say this wrong, but I want to play it because I think she's wonderful. Tervis Sterk? Is that right? Tova Steeker.
And it's she's amazing, basically. And I'm really apologetic if I've pronounced your name wrong, Tuva, but I've tried my best. She's a Swedish singer-songwriter, and she's released the visual accompaniment to this latest single, Sway, that we're going to play in a minute. It's off her new album, which is named also Sway, which makes life easier. You can remember it all in one name. The music video follows the journey of two handsome skaters, sexy skaters on their skateboards, as they shred around the neighborhood in the late hours. This is sort of like a pop rock infused single, and just go and enjoy the video, but not until after the show. We're going to play her single now. I really rate her. I've noticed her a lot on Beats One. That's how I kind of got to know her. And she's exciting. I'll tell you that. And then up next, I'm really excited, Phil is here from Artificial Pleasure, and we're going to be talking about Standing Calling. What a show we've had, guys. You're so lucky.
I got a feeling that we got a chemistry. Give me what's on your mind. Telling me everything, but it ain't happening. Wish I could read your vibe. Making movements. Now I don't think you're looking for a new friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ready, been waiting here, can we get out of here? Wanna get you alone. So if you're into me, I got the energy. Why are you on your phone? Cause the truth is, I'm not really looking for a new friend. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I see nothing wrong with you and me getting along. I see nothing wrong with you and me getting along. So sway with me, don't speak. Stay with me, no sleep. Baby, are you tied up? I wanna know now. Are we gonna stay up? Are we gonna get out this crowd? Sway with me. Both of us kinda shy, but we ain't got the time. Wanna get out these clothes. Honestly, I don't care, we can go anywhere. Wanna see how this goes. But the truth is, all this acting cool is kinda useless. You wasted. Sway with me, don't speak. Stay with me, no sleep. Baby, are you tied up? I wanna know now. Are we gonna stay up? Are we gonna get out this crowd? Sway with me, don't speak. Don't speak. Show me you want.
Pleasure is here.
Hello.
How are you, babe?
All right. Yeah, yeah. How you doing?
Cooling down now, right?
Yeah. God, it's. I've.
Insufferable.
The frizz is awful.
No, your hair looks great.
Thank you.
It's also wonderful, your hair.
Oh, thank you very much. Great radio chat, isn't it?
He's got beautiful red locks.
Oh, thank you.
But I didn't actually realise the percentage is. I'm actually going to Google it right now. The percentage of people with red hair in the world is tiny.
Yeah, it's very minimal.
It's rare, isn't it? Let's see. Nat, can you Google it for me? We'll find out in a minute. But I never realised it was actually so unusual.
Yeah, it's bonkers. And then people really, if you go to sort of places outside of, I don't know, out of Western Europe, people do stare at you. I went to Japan once and I'm sort of, because I'm sort of 6'3", and then, yeah, that got, yeah, I get a lot of stares, but it's also, I don't, because I'm tall as well and red, and I've got red hair, it doesn't really help myself, you know.
Yeah, but it's if anything, it's less than 2% of the world's population.
That's nuts.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
2%, that's only 2.
It's tough when you're growing up, though. Now when you're old, when you're older, you get a lot of sort of, like, a lot of sort of grandmas are quite like, oh, your hair's so lovely, and then, you know. You wish they were sort of 15, 16, and you were that age. Because that's a difficult age when you're a red-headed boy. Well, it was for me.
I can imagine. I'm a grey-haired girl, and I started going grey when I was 16.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I remember my hairdresser saying, you should dye that. And I was like, I can't be bothered, / I also can't afford it.
It looks great.
Thanks, babes. Well, you look great too. Cheers to us.
Yes, cheers.
I'm going to kick off by talking a little bit about your debut album, The Bitter End, which came out this year.
Yeah.
I am obsessed with your music videos.
Oh, thank you.
They're a mixture of, like, creepy and visually gorgeous and terrifying and intriguing and everything at the same time.
Yeah.
You touch on so many different things. Let's kick off. I think we're going to play on a Saturday night in a minute. Let's kick off with that one. That's a terrifying watch.
Yeah, well, that was sort of, the director Andrew's a friend of mine, and we thought, let's do something that, we didn't really have the budget to do anything particularly crazy, so we thought, let's put me sort of at the heart of it and put me sort of through something where it's like it's sort of getting buried alive, but then it's filmed in reverse, and then it's sort of, there's a lot of Cindy Sherman sort of imagery in it. You know, she's an amazing sort of American artist. We want to use a lot of that, but also, yeah, that was quite a difficult
process.
I don't
know her actually. What kind of stuff does she do?
It's really hard to describe. It's sort of she's a sort of, What's the word? Sort of a photographer, and just presents these sort of situations. She talks about, like, it's more interesting to present something that you wouldn't see in the everyday, rather than someone who can just, you know, just click what you see every day. And there's merits to both, but she sort of shows really distorted, weird, horror-like imagery that we sort of wanted to use.
And you sort of took inspiration from that?
Yeah, definitely. There's a book of hers called Untitled Horrors, and the cover of that, it sort of has a lot, it's like soil with sort of mirrors and teeth and sort of stuff like that planted in it. And that was our sort of starting image for the video. But then, so we did it over one day, and it sort of, I was sort of lying on the floor for like 17 hours.
Not a bad job, eh?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It was horrible. But
when you got cut, because you get completely covered in soil, and then your sort of mouth is out. But
and then I'm submerged in water, but it goes backwards. So yeah. I started in water and then went all the way back to being buried alive. And then, but you've
pretty
got to,
intense.
You've got to suffer for it. You know, you can't put anybody else through it unless you're willing to do it yourself.
I agree completely, but a lot of your videos is very visceral. You were upside down.
Yeah,
it for wound up tight. Yeah. That stressed me out so much because I knew as soon as it turned on that you were upside. Like,
oh really?
Because you don't. Away. Well, no. I think I've seen a video before that has had someone upside down, and it's the same. It's the almost hidden terror in your eyes that's like, I didn't realise it was going to be as bad as this.
Yeah.
Because all the blood is going to your head.
Yeah, that's things. As soon as you start, you have a massive headache, and like there's a massive vein in my head, and then I had loads of messages from friends sort of saying, you know, you look terrible. You know, before they'd realised, you know, that the video was sort of upside down, because I look absolutely horrible. Like, my face is, I look like, you
but
know,
it's not
like,
revealed either, is it, that you're upside down? So
not really,
except for when the drinking and the stuff like that happens.
Yeah, until that part. But but like, my head looked like it's gonna explode. You know when you see like old sort of film stars, you know, and they get to about their 40s and 50s and their head sort of like solidifies and goes out wide, you know, like sort of like Ray Liotta, you know, sort of like
Ray Liotta.
Yeah. Well, he's a great actor, but, you know, his face has got really wide.
So at least you know what your face is going to look like when you're older.
Yeah. So if there is a plus point of being
still good-looking, babe, so
Thank you so much. Apparently it's good for your back, but it's absolutely horrible.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, good for you. Cheers to you for taking on such horrendous tasks for your videos. I also really liked All I Got as well.
Oh, yeah.
The fish and chips. Fish and chips are my favourite food in the world anyway.
Yeah.
I wanted to find out, obviously you're not the main protagonist in that one, but what's your favourite fish and chips order? What's your go-to when you go to the fish and chip shop?
it was boring. You just got to go fish and chips. You got to have sort of, you got to have mushy peas.
Sides, yeah, exactly. Sides. That's what we're interested in.
Yeah, like mushy peas. I don't want to go curry sauce anymore. But I'm trying to cut back. I'm trying to go more vegan. But that type of stuff is the stuff I can't really get away from.
Yeah.
But yeah, any like proper chip shop chips look really super greasy. And just as much fish,
salt and pepper, salt and vinegar. Rather.
Oh, loads, yeah. Loads, as much as possible. You know, something that keep on going, keep on going.
Yeah. I'm a gherkin girl. Well, can't have fish and chips without a gherkin. How do you feel about gherkins?
I can take it or leave it. Fair I'm enough. Fine with it, and you can buy them in bulk. You know, at shops. So that's what I tend to do.
We can definitely go for fish and chips then, because I'll have your gherkin.
Yeah, that's...
You
can
have my mushy peas. I'm not interested in those.
Yeah, it's a match made in heaven.
Perfect union. There we go. Your music's very... It's like a... I'm not trying to put a label on it, but in what I sort of get garnered from it, it's very... There's 80s, it's a pop vibe, it's really inventive and different, but also has real echoes of 80s sort of... synthy, you know, that kind of style of music, but taken into the 21st century. Enemy actually described it, your debut album, as deviously inventive exercise in fun, flair and ambition. Love you guys, Enemy, which is obviously, that's because I've read a lot of stuff that they've written about you. It just seems like you guys are doing something a bit different.
Well, I hope that we are. I mean, you know, everyone's going to be influenced by something, but I hope I think we were always wary of, you know, synth stuff, people could think, you know, can really date it. But the synth is such a powerful instrument, that's such a varied instrument, that I don't see why it has to be sort of, you know, it doesn't have to be retro, you know.
No.
I mean, a synth sound is sort of the best, like a really brutal synth sound is like the most sort of... beautiful sound to sort of my ears. It's like, you know, akin to like bird song or something like that. It's just so, there's something about it that just my mind just flips, and it just I enjoy it so much. But yeah, I think we're just trying to bring sort of new energy to it, and like that sort of 80s synth pop time was a really inventive time as well, particularly because the technology was sort of changing. So yeah, hopefully we sort of bring something new to it, a bit more, you know, more of a aggression sort of sweat element to that sort of synth pop thing.
And would you say that there's anyone you have in your mind, or artist bands that are your personal, Phil's personal inspirations, and things that maybe you listened to as a kid that led you into where you are now?
Well, yeah, I think there's a lot of... I mean, obviously, everyone's mentions the Bowie thing, and like Bowie is like... If you're not influenced by Bowie, you know, it's a bit odd. Like, obviously, you have Talking Heads, but then you have like the sort of Iggy Pop sort of stuff. I mean, Dexys Midnight Runners were one of my sort of biggest inspirations, because my uncle used to play bass in them for a short period of time.
So that's sick.
So that's how I sort of became aware of them, you know, and that Kevin Rowland's type of, you know, vocal style, and the fact that it is sort of soul music was something that was, that for me was really important. But then there's little moments of like, you know, like the Strokes were sort of key to me when I was growing up, like that sort of, you know, they always, if they're playing a chord, there's always something else going on in the chord that's like a little melody.
That's interesting. I've never thought of that, but you're totally right when you say that. It's interesting.
Like, I won't just play like a chord. I'll try and have a little bit more melody or, you know, rhythm within that chord. But just lots of other little bits like Todd Rundgren. My dad was really into like, real sort of, you know, he was really into like groove bands that he loved, like Ry Cooder and JJ Cale and that sort of, but he was like Loudon Wainwright. I think like Simplicity was something that like came from like stuff like the Loudon Wainwright type of stuff that he used to, you know, listen to.
So you took a lot of influence from him?
Yeah, there was a lot, like, he's, you know, particularly like the soul music, that's what I used to listen to when I was really young. My dad's a big music fan, but soul music was the main thing. It was just this sort of, and that's what I've hopefully taken on in terms of, it's like a simple groove, it's a big chorus, there's call and responses, there's an emotional vocal. But then I had a brother, like an older brother, who was like the cooler one, who would say, you've got to listen to this, would buy me tickets for this gig. And then
was that the Strokes and stuff?
Yeah, that type of thing, that sort of sharpens something, that sort of just woke something up in me. So so rather than sort of just being normal rock and roll, there was this sort of more arty sort of new wave sort of edge thing that he would just say, you've got to listen to this band. He'd buy me a bit like that album. He'd be taking me to gigs and stuff like that. So that sort of took me, I sort of had the groove and the soul sort of type thing from my dad, and then the sort of more sort of edgy stuff came from my brother. So hopefully I tried to sort of combine those two influences.
It just feels very new, although it's a style that I've heard before and I've touched on it before with music. I'm excited by it as well because of the kind of triplet of having the visuals of the music videos as well.
Yeah.
It's such another level where where I like to watch music videos like films.
Yeah.
And like film trailers is one of my favourite things to do, and it's the same as music videos. You just have 3.5 minutes immersed in this odd world.
Yeah, you need to have all, you need to, it needs to be part of the whole, you need to have both of them really. You know, you need to like have consistency as an artist. You need to be like the music as exciting as the videos, as you know, as they are as people. You know, you've got to, I don't know, the whole thing has got to be interesting. And like if the videos are boring, it's, I don't know, it feels sort of out of character. If the music's so exciting and then the videos are
shit, then it's rubbish.
Yeah, exactly.
We're really excited about Stand and Calling.
Oh, yeah.
We're here to get gassed about that today. You're playing on the Friday.
Yeah.
And we're going to be down there. We're going to have a quick chat with you when you're down there. But yep. What is it? Have you played Standing before?
No.
So is this your first time ever at the festival?
Yeah, first time ever.
Okay, it's excuse me, one of the best festivals in London. It's not in London, sorry, in the UK. It's it's so loving. It's small. So it's small enough that you can feel like you're at home, but big enough that you know that there's going to be loads of music.
Yeah.
Are you kind of looking forward to being able to get out and see other bands? Are you going to have a chance to do that?
Oh yeah, always. I mean, I think that's the best thing about playing festivals is you get free tickets, and sometimes you get like another one where you can bring someone with you. But yeah, the great things we play on the first night. I'm not sure what the sort of order is and who's playing, but I think it's Brian Ferry's on one day, I think, and then so yeah, it's.
The lineup's insane. It's incredible.
It's really exciting. Like, as soon as we play, we pack away our stuff and then we go out and we sort of see as much as possible. That's the most exciting thing about playing festivals. You just get to go to a festival for free.
Are you going to stay the whole weekend, or have you got to rush off to do other gigs?
I mean, I think I'm definitely going to stay
sick
the whole time.
Heard that, Nat? Party time.
Oh, yeah.
All of us are going to be down there, we're looking forward to it. It's just a really... You're going to really enjoy yourself. It's everyone's super lovely. It's quite... It's just a real family feel.
Yeah.
You know?
I can't wait. Well, we played Secret Garden Party last year, and that had that sort of like...
R.I.P. Secret Garden Party as well, the last ever one.
Yeah, so that was really fun to play, you know, when they burnt the sort of the big house in the middle of the lake. But I'm really... I'm so excited to play this. You know, festivals are just the most sort of, I don't know, welcoming, sort of fun... friendly atmosphere and exciting because you might discover something. You know everything about it is exciting,
and the bitter end is out now, so everyone can go and stream it, watch the videos, viscerally involved in all aspects.
Yes, that'd be ideal.
Well, thank you so much, Phil, for coming through.
Thank you.
Can't wait to catch up at Stand and Calling. We'll have a chin wag, maybe we'll play some games, I don't know. Can you introduce On a Saturday Night for me? By the way, guys, go and watch the video for this because it's incredible.
Yeah, so what, just say a bit about it, or just say...
Yeah,
it's this song called A Saturday Night. I suppose it's about escapism, but often like escaping into, you know, old memories of good times. But, you know, sometimes those nostalgic memories are maybe a little bit distorted. But, it's about that sort of being taken away by a memory, thinking of better times. Yeah, that's so this is on A Saturday Night.
Yeah. it's now time to welcome to the show Ian from the Go Team.
I've always been interested in sort of planning, because that's really, you know, it's that sort of John Lennon quote, isn't it? Life just happens when you make a bunch of plans.
See, I'm the opposite. Yeah. I'm so unruly and messy, but you seem so fastidious.
If you see my studio, it's right.
You must have been proud when you came up with that, though. That's like philosophy style level of thinking, isn't it?
I mean, you're the only person that's really picked up on that.
I'm either a genius or an idiot, so I hope it's first.
Every Wednesday, Joey Page from 2 p.m.
FUBAR Radio.
I really absolutely love that track. Also, very excited by Paramore. Until this album, I've never realised how much I love them. But big band. We're going to finish the show today with Ocean featuring Proda. It's a track that I saw on the Colours. You know that Colours YouTube channel? And they sort of shoot videos that are in backgrounds of colour and you sort of match the clothes. It's just visually very joyful. And I'm going to finish the show with Solar Plexus, and it's a banger. I really liked it. By the way, Paramore are currently touring. You can get their new album After Laughter, which is available now. They're doing some special gigs. They're doing one in Texas, and it's an extra special one that they've just announced. But go and check out their website. They've got the whole tour up there. They're on tour right now. You can get all the merch and stuff online. But let's finish with Solar Plexus because it's a banger. It's been an absolute pleasure of a show today, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to all of our guests, Madders Tith, Chantel Jeffries, Artificial Pleasure, and of course, C4. This is Solar Plexus Ocean featuring Proto. Catch you next week, 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio. I've been Harriet Rose. Bye!
Oreye. Chosen and I can't fake it. Great, highly debated. And you want it, so you hating on the niggas that done made it. Don't blame the that you came with. Blame the circumstance that kept your body faded or elevated. Tap into your directions, your information, say affirmations. I be smiling brightest, and my flying hottest. My mind be highest, but aim, aiming higher than fight or flight and lower desires. Here I am, a teacher, with a message from the ethers bumping through your speaker.
Keep your solar plexus.
And the block is my cathedral.
Shining brighter than your necklace.
Keep your solar plexus. Shining brighter than your necklace.
They say my aura been beaming. Since a child I've been dreaming of actualizing my gifts and mastering all the breathing. Me and neon be been scheming on saving yay yay from demons. They say my heroes was heathens. Since my birth I've been leading. Got that warrior spirit on sight, I'll channel and hear it. I speak my mind cause I am sweet and don't fear it. All the chaos outside, I don't run from or hide. I'm the Neo Sojourner, I free the land with my mind. All my family that's down, from your root to your crown. Let your center shine bright and reflect the light. Your solar plexus, shining brighter than your necklace.
Your solar plexus, shining brighter than your necklace. Solar plexus, shining brighter than your necklace.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Damn, I should. Toss, toss, toss. Bye, test to test. Bye, test to test.